Lili Nishmas of Kleinim Mishkamben Ben Rav Eliyahu Melech. Suvas Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. Aisha Shnis Armala or Shnis Garsha, a woman that became a widow or divorced, and now she's coming to collect her ksuva. If she's divorced, she's coming to collect it from her ex-husband, and if she was widowed, she's coming to collect it from her husband's family. She says that I want 200 zuz because she got married as a psula. Vahu Aymer, and he's saying, or based in tining for the Yarshim, or the Yarshim are saying, Lo ki ella almana nesasich, that no, that she was an almana, and she should only get 100 zuz. Obviously, we're dealing with a case where she lost her ksuva. If she would have had her ksuva, it would be right there. Or is in a place where the minhag was not to write ksuvas. Rather, it was just self-understood that a psula was going to automatically get the 200 zuz, and an almana, almana. So Mishnah tells us, Im yesh edim sheyatzos b'hinuma v'roisha parua, if she can bring edim, that when she first got married, she went out like a psula, which means hinuma, so there's different pshatim what hinuma means. One is that it was a chuppah made of hadasim, or the Rav brings a second pshat, that it was like a veil, a face covering, and lashon hinuma is like lashon misnamnemes, like dozing off, because since her eyes are always covered by this thing, people will just fall asleep. So if she has edim that's the way she went to marry, which was the minhag that psulim went to marry, or v'roisha parua, or her head was uncovered when she left her father's house to go to the Beis Chasana, then ksuvasa masayim. Then she would get her 200 zuz. But what if she didn't have any edim? So, like the Rav points out, she wouldn't get 200. She would only get 100. He would be believed. Why in this case is he believed? Why wouldn't we say, just like the previous Mishnayos, according to Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, that she has a chazaka. Here she's a cheskas psula, and she's a tainus bari. So Tosfos Yontif says the difference is in over here, he is also a tainus bari. In the previous Mishnayos, in the previous parak, he was a shema. I don't know. Maybe somebody had beer with you before kiddushin, and it was a mekach tos. So when you had a bari and a shema, but the bari had a chazaka, the bari won. But in this case, they're both a bari. And even though she has a chazaka, when there's a bari versus a bari, and even the case where there's yarshim, where they can't really be as much as a bari, not all the time that they could say, oh, we know for sure that she was a psula, unlike the ex-husband. Nevertheless, Beis Din gives them like a tainus bari, like the Rush explains. So therefore, over here, without Edim, he's saying bari too, or the yarshim is saying bari, and she's not believed, and she would only get 100 zuz. Rabbi Yochim ben Broika Omer, af chilek klayus raya. And it seems, according to the Rav, that there's no machlokis here. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika is saying, as even if she brings a raya that they would give out, like roasted wheat kernels, would be like a sweet treat that they would give out when a psula would get married. So if she has raya that they gave that out by her wedding, so that's a raya that she was a psula. And it's really, it's mashma, it's any type of proof, whatever minhag it was that they would do for a psula, that would be enough that she would have a raya and she'd be able to collect the 200 zuz as a psula.